Tuesday, the Wyoming legislative session gets underway. While there are a number of bills and issues that will be debated, a couple of issues will get the most attention. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck has more.
We're at that order of business of messages from the Senate.
Message number 302, concurrence passed.
For the next 2 months, this will be a familiar sound coming out of the Wyoming House and Senate. The state's 90 legislators will gather in Cheyenne to consider a wide range of bills. Some ideas will be dead on arrival, while others should generate considerable debate. One bill that will begin in the Senate would provide Medicaid health insurance to those who cannot afford health insurance and who do not qualify for subsidies under the Affordable Care Act. Called Medicaid expansion, it figures to generate a lot of debate, especially since the committee that's tasked with crafting the legislation decided to ignore a bill proposed by the Wyoming Department of Health. The committee came up with its own approach. Lovell Representative Elaine Harvey is the co-chair of that committee. She says they came up with their plan after the Department of Health missed its November 1st deadline.
And so we picked the plan that we thought would most fit Wyoming values, needs, etc., and that was the Indiana plan.
That plan is based on a health savings account that participants would use to purchase insurance. State health officials say that the federal government verbally supported the department's so-called share plan. Critics of the committee plan say it has received no such endorsement. But Harvey says she flew to Washington, D.C. to discuss it with federal officials and believes the committee bill will be supported. She also rejects claims that it will take a long time for their bill to get federal approval and become law.
I do not, particularly because of my conversations with HHS. They said if we pass a bill in February, there's no reason why we couldn't implement in April, that they implement plans every quarter.
Still, Senator Bernadine Kraft prefers the share plan. But Kraft admits that fighting too hard for that idea could put Medicaid expansion at risk. She says something has to pass.
Why we would not do something that would provide coverage for, as we know, about 17,600 citizens of Wyoming that currently have no insurance coverage, why we would not do something that would help with the $200 million in uncompensated care that our hospitals are having to write off.
The biggest objections to the bill seem to be from those who are worried that the federal money that will be used to pay for the expansion will run out. Lawmakers will also be considering spending items at a time that oil prices are falling around the globe. Governor Matt Mead recently said that a $5 a barrel drop in price means a loss of $35 million in revenue to the state. Wyoming has taken a substantial hit in those prices since the fall. But Mead still has offered a variety of capital construction proposals that he calls investments in the state. He says savings and a diversified economy has given the state enough money to pay for these projects. House Appropriations Committee Chairman Steve Harshman says he likes Mead's approach.
You know, we've got money that we'll, I think, continue to spend to invest in the state in these one-time infrastructure projects in our local communities, our schools, community college, University of Wyoming.
Senator Michael Von Fladern of Gillette is especially pleased that the governor is recommending $21 million to improve the dangerous Highway 59 that runs through coal country.
And by that improvement, he's going to have the flow of traffic increase. He's going to make it safer for everybody to use that highway. And he's just going to generally improve the economic value of the highway itself.
The legislature will also be asked to consider a couple of constitutional amendments, including one that would have voters decide once and for all if the state should continue to have an elected state superintendent of public instruction. Senator Hank Coe chairs the Education Committee. He favors appointing rather than electing someone to run the Department of Education.
Anybody 25 years of age or older can run for superintendent of public instruction, and they're getting ready to run a $1.5 billion business.
On another education issue, Coe is also not a fan of increasing teacher salaries, at least until they can get a better handle on the budget next year. The governor gives his annual State of the State message Wednesday morning at 10. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.